Hello. Good morning. It's real great to be here. It's always an honor and a blessing to be among the brethren here and to speak English and just different things. It's a nice change. I wanted to read a verse in John chapter 6. John chapter 6 and starting in verse 26. John 6, 26. It says, Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. Then they said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? And, I was reading this a few months back, and I just thought, it's kind of a crazy question. At the end in verse 30, they ask, well, what signs are you going to show, and what work, do you do that we can believe? And so we can see and believe, and, it just struck me that faith should be based on what is not seen. And but yet I saw in myself, the people had just seen the miracle of the fish and the loaves, and yet they're asking for another sign, another work, just kind of like for confirmation maybe. I want to be sure, that we can believe in you. And I found myself recently with the same attitude in my heart and in my mind, and the Lord just convicted me. This past year, the new work in Puebla, we've been there a little over a year, and we love the city. It's a big city, but it's been a little slow going, and also with the turmoil in Mexico that I'm sure y'all have heard on the news, reading these verses just really, it convicted me of my doubt and something that had been in my heart for, in this past year off and on, of needing another sign. I need some more assurance that we really are supposed to be here in Mexico and that you are protecting us, so that I can believe. And the Lord showed me, well, first of all, that I shouldn't need signs or great works to believe. That's what faith is. It's just believing his word. But he's so gracious and merciful and patient with me that nonetheless he reminded me of so many of his works that are there for me to look back on and to see in my life. And just like the people that had just seen the fish and the loaves miracle, God, I started thinking remembering that God has shown me his works. They're all around me and evident in so many ways. He's shown me his works personally in my own life. He sent us to the mission field 18 years ago, and he's kept us there. I remember John telling me about 18 years ago, it was a mission conference, and we were about halfway through the week, and we had been married just about a year. And I remember him telling me, I think it was about Wednesday or Thursday of that week, that he felt God was calling us to Mexico, and that he saw the need, and he knew that God wanted him in Mexico as a missionary. And I remember saying, okay, just something real simple like that. But my own spoken thoughts were, okay, Lord, but how do I know that this for sure is your doing? Can you confirm this for me? And this is kind of my personality anyway. I like confirmation. I like certainty and details. When you go online and you do banking online, I like those confirmation numbers. I write them down. And okay, well, then they can't say that I didn't do that, deposit or transfer or whatever. But, I can look back now and see how God has he opened the doors 18 years ago. He provided the way. He sustained us and has upheld us all these years. And he has shown me great works in my life and in our ministry. He's given us co-workers over the years in Mexico that love the Lord and love his work and have been tremendous examples for me. Most recently, Stephen and Adi have been working with us. His wife, she's just a wonderful girl that cares for lost souls, and I thank the Lord for her. She's a true blessing to me and so many things in my life and in our ministry that he's shown me. But I think, the greatest work of all that I've seen in my life and in others is exactly what it says here in verse 29, where he says, Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. And This is what God's work is, that people would believe on Jesus, who he sent to die for me and for all of us. And of all the works that the Lord has shown, I think in my life and others around me, this is the most glorious. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I was reminded of these verses, and the Lord just really encouraged me through this and reminded me and gave me more comfort and a peace that his gospel is the greatest work there is. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6, it says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves for your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." And, you know, his glorious gospel has changed my life, and how glorious it is to see someone else whose mind was previously blind and did not believe, and to now to see them see because of the light of his glorious gospel, and that it shines unto them. It's a glorious thing to see minds changed, hearts moved to repentance. Just to see, like Mike was talking about, the brothers and sisters and children and teenagers stand up for the first time in a meeting and share, and then get more confidence and have just joy in their salvation, and to see them calling out songs, and I'm sure it's the same here. In like it says in Psalms 118:23, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And I praise the Lord that his word continues to work, even in the ones that have gotten saved. It doesn't stop there, like Mike was saying. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and in verse 13, 1 Thessalonians 2:13, it says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of man, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." And I just praise the Lord that the word of God continues to work effectually in those that have believed in Mexico. They've heard it, they receive it, not as our words, but as God's word. And their testimony that they would tell you is that God worked in them. And we continue to see God working and moving in their lives. And then one more verse I wanted to share in Psalm 111. Psalm chapter 111, verses 1 through 4. It says, "Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion." And I want to serve God by faith, and I want to remember all the great works that he has done, that he has shown me his works. Even though my faith should not be based on that, I'm thankful that I have that to look back on and to see every day when he works in somebody else. I thank the Lord that most of all, the greatest wonder or sign that he could ever do for me or for anyone else is to the glorious gospel that as it says here, that I want to have pleasure in that glorious gospel. I don't want it to be a burdensome gospel. I want it to be glorious every day. And I pray that it'll continue to shine unto the lost and save souls of those that believe until he comes back for us. And I want to thank this church for your vision and your love and dedication to God's glorious gospel. I know that's what the Lord has been gracious in working through you to keep us there for 18 years. And I want to thank you for your prayers and your faithful support for so many years. It is a marvelous thing, and it's truly the Lord's doing. Amen.